Boker Tov, good morning, Shavuot Tov. We are starting a new parak. We left off on 67b at the new Mishnah, the new chapter. Today's Dav is Dav 68. Let's jump right into it. On 67b, Samachzayin Amud Bet. Misha Chazo Kordiakos. Kordiakos. If somebody got this, let's call it a disease of Kordiakos. What is this? We don't know yet. Rashi explains it's the name of a demon who takes hold of a person if he drinks too much wine. So if this person did this, he drank a lot of wine. And then he says, "Right to get to my wife." Lo amar klum. We view it as if he said nothing. Amar kid vuget leishti. If he says, "Right to get to my wife," and then vachazokur diakos, and only then did he get this demon take control of him. Vachazar vaamar lo tichtevenu. And then he changed his mind after he got this, and he said, "Don't write the get." In dvarav achronim klum. We don't listen to what he said at the end. Rather, we write the get. Nishtatek, if he stayed silent. Ve'amrulo nichtov get lishtechan, we asked him, should we write to get to your wife? Ve'hirkin rosho ve'rosho. And he like kind of nodded. Botkin oto shlosha pami. We check him three times. Im amar alav lav al hen hen, harelu yichtavu ve'itnu. They ask him questions to see if he's really himself or not. So they ask him questions. If he says no to the no's and yes to the yeses, three times the answers, then they would write the get and give it to her. The Gemara says, "Mar kordiakos. What is kordiakos?" Amar Shmuel, "De nachte chamracha detam de maatzarta." Shmuel says, "This wine that he drank so much that it kind of bit him and took over him." So the Gemara says, "Why doesn't it just say velitne mishen nishacho yain chadash?" If wine, you know, kind of like bit a person. So the Gemara says, "Hakamash malan de har rucha kordiakos shema." It's talking about this demon. The demon's name is called kordiakos. So the Gemara says, "Amai nafkamina, what's the difference? What the name is the kamea for a kamea? Kamea is like an amulet that some people would wear. You'd be required to." Rashi says, "Shemashbin ba et haruach bishmo." They would swear with the spirit, with the demon, by its actual name. So they needed to know its actual name in order to make that swear for the amulet. So the Gemara says, "Lemay nafkamina, for what? My asute, what's the remedy to heal this person? Bisra sumka gumrei v'chamra marka. It's some thin type of meat and diluted wine." Amar abaye, Amrali em, my mother said to me, "Leshimsha bat yoma, if it's one day of this heat stroke, kuza de maya, water heals it. Batre yome, if it's 2 days, sikurei, it's a..." Rashi says, "Sikurei is hakazat dam." It's referring to bloodletting. So that's how, if it was 2 day heat stroke. But latayome, if it's a 3 day heat stroke, bisra sumakea gumrei v'chamra marka. It's a thin type of meat and some diluted wine. Leshimsha tikta, if it's a long type of heat stroke, laite tarnegolta ukmati v'ikarei shati v'arev. You take a tarnegolet, you bring a rooster, you would cut it, shati v'arev, you cut it open, like a cross, downwards, like, and horizontally. He would shave the middle of his head. He would place this chicken on his head. And he would hold it there until it sticks to his head. And then he would go into the water until he gets to his neck. Until he becomes very weak in the water. And then he gets out and he goes and sits on the side. Ve'ilo, and if he's not able to do that, lechol karti, he would eat leeks, ve'linchod ve'lekum v'mayat savarei, and go sit in the water until his neck, at the chalish al ma'ilave, until it's causing him to be weak, and then ve'leimod ve'lesik ve'leitiv, and then you get out and go and sit on the side, and that would be a remedy. So the Gemara says, leshimsha, if it was for heat stroke, bisrashu makah gumrei, ve'chamra marka, it was a thin piece of meat, and some diluted wine. Whereas the talga, Rashi says the talga is referring to choli shachazur mechamat sina. It's a type of sickness that he gets because of the cold, because of getting too cold. So he says if it was that disease, bisas shemina agumrei vechamra chaya. It would be regular fat piece of meat and regular wine. Rav Amram chasida, ki hava mitzarin leberish galuta. When they were causing him tsar, that was causing him suffering, havu mignu le atalga. And then what happened to him is he got this disease from the cold. The next day they came and said to him, "My nicha lele mor delaytulei. What does Master want us to bring to him?" Amar, he said to himself, "Hane kol da'aminu mefach afcha." He says, "Whatever I ask them for, they're probably going to switch it and bring me the opposite. So let me ask them for the opposite so that I can get what I want." So Amar lehu bisrasum makah gumrei v'chamra makah. He says, "I need a thin piece of meat and diluted wine." So aytulei inhu bisrasum mina gumrei v'chamra chaya. They brought him a fat piece of meat and real wine. So Shama Yalta, Yalta heard this. Yalta was the wife of Rav Nachman. Umayla lele beis masuta, and she took him into the bathhouse. Umokmele b'mayad beis masuta ad ma'avchei mayad beis masuta v'havudema. He said, and they had him in the bathhouse, and he was showered until the water that was showering him turned from water into blood. How did it turn into blood? So Rashi explains that mechamat ze'a aduma yotza mimenu was from the red sweat that was coming out of him, alayidei bisra shemina, from the meat that he had, the fat meat and the wine that he had. So v'kay bisrei peshitei, and then on his flesh he had these like round dots that were on his flesh afterwards. Rav Yosef yasek beirei chaya. Rav Yosef, and he would get this sickness, what he would do was he would work with the millstone. Rav Sheshet yasek beikishurei. Rav Sheshet would lift poles and carry them from place to place. Amar gedola melacha shemechamemet ba'aleha. Says melacha, doing work, is so amazing. Physical work and exercise is good for a person because it warms up the body. So if a person is not feeling well, let's say from the cold, it would be good to do some exercise. Amar Rishkalut Rav Sheshet. They said to Rav Sheshet, "My tama lo said mor gaban. Why aren't you eating with us?" So Amar le de lo ma'alu avdei, because your slaves are not good people. They're dangerous. They're suspicious. The chashida ever minachai, because they are suspicious to eat ever minachai or bring ever minachai, is a live limb from a body. So Amar le miye mar. How do you know that? Amar le hashta mechaven alach. I'll show you that they're suspicious. Amar le shamei. He said to his servant, "Zil genov aiti lichada kara mechavta. Go and steal and bring me one leg from this animal." Aiti that he brought it for him. Amar lehu adimuli admei dechivta. You know, prepare all the parts of the animal. He says, "Aitu tlat karei otivu kamei." So he brought three legs of the animal and put it in front of him. Amar lehu habalat shalosh raglayim avai. This animal only has three legs. So pasuk aitu chada me'alma. He went and cut another animal, he just cut his leg off. Otivu came and brought that leg. So you made it four. So Amar le Shamei, he said to the servant, "Otave nami lach didach. Give me the one that you have also, the one that you stole." So he said, "The one that you took." So he says, "Otava." He put it over here. So now there's five legs. Amar lu haibat chamesh raglaim avai. What, this animal had five legs? Amar le. So you see, this is how you can tell that he was a little bit suspicious. The servants, they were stealing. They were doing the charab kari. So Amar Lev, that's the case. Iachi le'abdu kamesh shamae demor velechol. Let him, let my servant prepare it in front of your servant, and so then therefore you'd be able to eat it. So you'd be able to see everything. Amar Lechaye said, "Okay, no problem." Karuvu takakamayu. They brought a table in front of him. Vaitu kameh bisar. They brought meat in front of him. Ve'otivu kameh ristana den chankav chamta. And within the meat there was a bone that somebody would eat. That a small little bone that he can choke on it and it would die. So what happened was, Gasheva Shakle Karchab Sudar, he realized that there was a little bone. He took it out and he put it in his sudar. He put it in his like turban. Libatar the Achiel Amrile, after he ate a little bit, they said to him, "Igniv lan kasad chaspa." Someone stole our silver cup. So Bahadi de Kamaineva Atu, they were checking for it. Ashkechua de Kerachu the Keruchab Sudare, they saw that the bone was sitting in his sudar. So Amrilei Chazi Mor De Lo Mechal Kabayev. So they said to their master, they said, "Look, he's not even eating." They said, "There is galuta. He's not even eating. Why isn't he eating with us? Ela Tzauran. The only thing he came for is to cause us suffering. Look what we found in his sudar." So then he said to them, "Amarlu Anna Mechal Achalei." He said, "No, I did eat." He says, "I'm eating. There's no problem." He says, "Utame be Ta'amad Chivara, and I tasted a taste of a snake." Amri le chivara lo avin lan aidna. We didn't make any snakes here. So Amar lehu bidku v'duchtei. He says, "You check in that place." Or Rashi says, "Beduchtei ba'or." Check in that flesh of where you brought the animal from. Damar chista ukama bechivara bechivara beukmata lakuta yif. Let's say there's a black spot on a white flesh of an animal, or white spot on a black flesh of an animal. That's considered a type of like a disease that would be dangerous. Baduk ashkachua. They went and checked and they found that it was true what he was saying. He can nafik, when he was leaving, karule bira ushdulei tzipata ilave. They cut up a hole, they made up a hole, they dug up a hole, and they put a mat over it to try to get him to fall in. Ze amrile, leidim lenach. They said to him, come over here on the side, come and relax. So he says, nechar le Rav Chista machore. So Rav Chista was walking with him. Amarle lenuka, Rav Chista said to a little kid reading a pasuk, pasuk li pasukayich, read for me your pasuk. So Amar Le Nete Lecha Al Yeminecha Well Samulecha says you should go to the right or to the left. It was a hint not to go over the mat so you don't fall into the hole. So Amar Le Shamei. So he said to his servant, Maika Chazid, what do you see? What do you see? Amar Le Sipeta De Shadia. Rashi says. They put a mat over some type of hole, and they're trying to get you to fall into it. So Amar Le Hadar Mina. So let's go around it. Levata and Nafak. After you got out of it, Amar Le Rav Chista Mina VeYadamor. How did you know? He asked him. How did you know that? Amar Le Chada. How did you know that? Meaning that there was a hole over there. So he said one. Amar Le Chada. Then Nechar Limor. You kind of like you hinted it to me, kind of. Number one. By what you did. Number two, the pasakli yinuka pesuka. You know the pasuk that the child read also hinted towards it. The chashide avded lo ma'alu, and these slaves are suspicious. They're not good slaves, so therefore I assume something was up. This is how we knew. Okay, very good. Now all of that. So now we're going to bring the pasukim from Kohelet, from Shlomo HaMelech, and now we're going to discuss the building of the Beit HaMikdash. Pasuk says in Kohelet, "Asiti li sharim v'sharot v'tanagot b'nei adam shida v'shidot." What does pasuk mean? Let's see. Sharim v'sharot elu minei zemer. He said, "I made all of these instruments." This is Shlomo HaMelech saying, "I made everything. I had everything at all, and all of it was nothing. I realized that I had everything, and still I had nothing, and still was worth nothing." So he had instruments. V'tanagot b'nei adam elu brechon mechatzaot. He had pools and showers and bathhouses. Shida v'shidot tachat targimu shida v'shedetin. He had male demons and female demons. Marva Amri Shiddata, and in Israel they would say Shiddata was chariots. He had Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shalosh Meod Minei Shedim Hayu B'Shechin. There was 300 Shedim in Shechin, demons in Shechin. B'Sheda Atzma Eni Yodei Mahi, and I don't know what Sheda is. There's different gears. Oh, what is Sheda? Rashi says it could be the head of all of the demons, the father and mother of all the demons.
Sounds like the female
of the Sheda. So Rashi says Rosh Kulan Ve'Iman, right? The head of all of them, and it's mother. We don't know, I don't even know what it is, who it is, but there are many of them, many of these demons. Amar Mor, Hacha Targimu, I guess the reason why I'm bringing this is because of the demons, right? The reason why it's bringing Shlomo HaMelech is because we started the Mishnah by talking about demons, continuing that topic. Amar Mor, Hacha Targimu, Sheda V'Shitin, we said it's male and female demons. Sheda V'Shitin, Lamai Ibaile, what does he need, what does Shlomo HaMelech need male and female demons for? So the Gemara says, "V'abayit b'banoto even shlema masan ivna." V'gomer says, "Amar lo rabbanan." He said to the rabbis, "Hechi avid? How can I make the Beit Hamikdash and build it without it? You know, I can't chisel and carve and do all these types of things with the stones. I have to leave them the way they were." So he said, "Amrule ika shamira da'iti Moshe le'evnei alevnei efod." There's something called the shamir. What's a shamir? Shamir is this type of worm that he would put and use, and the worm would go and cut out a special way. The worm is a special worm that could be able to carve out and make, and it built out the Beit HaMikdash with him. So he needs to go and find this worm. And Moshe used this for the Avnei Ephod. So Amar Lehu, Heche Ishtekach, Shlomo says, where can I find it? Amar Lehu, said to him, Aiti Sheida V'Sheitin Kavshino Hadadi. Let's bring the demons down, and let's kind of force them to tell us where it is. So Ishad Yadim Megalodach, maybe they know where it is, and they can reveal it to you. So Aiti Sheda V'Sheitin Kavshinu Adade. They brought down these demons and they started. Rashi says Kavshinu is like he started forcing them and giving them, forcing them to tell us. Amri Anan Lo Yadina. They say we don't know. Dilma Ashmedai Malka Sheda Yada. Maybe the king of the demons Ashmedai. Maybe he knows where it is. You gotta ask him. So Amar Lo Hecha Ite. Where can I find him? So he said, Amrile Ite Beturapilan. He's on this specific mountain. Rashi says Turapilan Harploni, this specific mountain. Karyale Bera Umalyale Mala Maya Umikasya Bentin Narav Khatme Bugushkan Pei. So he dug a hole, put water in it, and he put his seal on it, his like signet ring, and he went up. He went up every day to the Beit Midrash of Shamayim, and he finished over there. And then he came down and he finished the learning down here. And then he went and took his ring, and he would open it, see nothing happen, and he took some water and he would drink. Then he would cover it, and then he would seal it again and go again. And do this every day. And then Shadril ben Ayahu ben Yehoyada, and he sent ben Ayahu ben Yehoyada, who in the time of that of the Beit HaMikdash, the building of the Beit HaMikdash, was the general of the army and had a big part in the building of the Beit HaMikdash. His name, some say his name Ben Ayahu, comes from the word Binyan. from the building of the Beit HaMikdash. Yahav le shushilta dechakim dechakik la'al Hashem. He gave him chains that had Hashem's name on it. Ve'izketa dechakik al Hashem. And Rashi says, look at Rashi. And he gave him a ring, this ring that had Hashem's name on it. Ugvave de amrav zikei de chamran. He gave him some, like cotton balls or some like a wool type of thing, the wool balls that he would use, and some wine. So azal karab bere mitatai. He went to find Ashmedai. That was his goal. He had to find Ashmedai to be able to find where the Shamir is, so they can build a Beit HaMikdash. So he went under where Ashmedai's pit is, where his pit of water is, and he dug a hole. And then what did he do? And he poked a hole through Ashmedai's pit that all the water would come down into his hole. So Ushvinu lemaya v'satminu b'gvaved amra. And what he did is he let all the water come through into the other hole, and then he closed it up with the wool balls that he had. So now there's no water in Ashmedai's pit. Then ukra beira me'ilai v'shavchinu lechamra. He went on top of Ashmedai's pit and he dug a hole and he filled it with wine. Utminu salik yativ ilana. So then what he did was he poked a hole, he let all the wine go through into Ashmedai's pit. So now Ashmedai has no water, it's only filled with wine. He left, he closed it up, he went up and sat on the tree. This is what Benayahu did. Ki ata, when Ashmedai came, sayirele gushpanka, he lifted, he picked up his seal, galye ashkechei chamra. He revealed it and he saw that it's wine, he saw it's not water. So Amar Kativ Leta Yain Humishekha Rigan Shukola Shagebo Lo Yachkam. Anybody who drinks lots of wine, it's not gonna cause him to become wiser. So he says, why should I drink it? He said, I'm not gonna drink it. Lo Yishte, he didn't drink. Sorry, next pasuk, Uchtiv, and then it says, Zenut Vyain Vitirosh Kachlev, all of these things, wine will take a person's heart away. So Lo Yishte, he didn't drink it. So he says, Kitzache Lo Sagile, whenever he got very thirsty, there's nothing he could do, he didn't have water. Ishte, so then he drank it. Reva Ugina, he got drunk, he got intoxicated, and he fell asleep, kind of. So Nachit Ata Benayahu came, Sheda Be Shushilta, he took the chains and wrapped it on him, Satme, and he sealed him. He got him tight. And he started dragging him up to Yerushalayim. Ki itar havakam mefarzel. So when he woke up, he was trying to fight it. Amarle Shema Demarach Alach, Shema Demarach Alach. Says Hashem's name is on you. The chain had Hashem's name, nothing you can do. Ki nakit le ve'ateh, when he's bringing him metad dikla, there was a palm tree they saw, Chaf ve'shadeh, and Ashmedai hit it, knocked it down. They saw a house, Shadeh, he knocked it down. There was a small little tent of a widow who was living in there, and she saw what was going on. So Nefakash, she came out, she didn't want this to happen. And she started begging him, please don't do it, don't hit my house. So he says, Kifa likumate mine. He tried to turn his body so as not to hit it. And itvar be garma, and he broke a bone. And he says, "Amar Hainu Dichli." That's what the pasuk meant when it said, "Mishlei v'lashon rakat tishbor garim." That is small, a soft lashon would break a bone. Someone comes and asks you for something, begs you for something, all of a sudden your bone breaks. That's what it's saying. Chaza samya. As she says, "Alidei lashon rakat shechanina ma'ane rach nishbera atzmi." Same thing when I said, "Chaza samya." Okay, now this is interesting. He saw a blind man. The havakatai beorcha was making a mistake. Which path he was going on? Askel orche. He told him the right path to go on. Chazar Ravya, he saw, Rashi says Ravya Shikor, he saw a drunk man, Dehavakata'e Borucha was going the wrong way. So Aske the Orcha, he brought him on the right path. Chazach Hidvata, Dehavakamadcheila, they saw lots of Simcha, he saw Hachnasat Kala, that they were bringing a bride to get married, and they were celebrating. Bachan, he started crying. Shamela hu gavra, Dehavaka Amar, Ushkafa, Avidli Misa'ane, Leshav Shane, Achich. He saw this guy was asking a shoemaker, make for me shoes that can last 7 years. That would be great. If you had shoes that can last 7 years, you never had to change them out. And he smiled. Chazahu kasama, dava kasim. He saw a sorcerer was doing some sorcery. Achich, he smiled. Ki metal hatam, when they got there, lo ailu legabe de Shlomo at lata yomei. Shlomo didn't come to see him for 3 days. Yoma kama amarlu. First day he asked, Ashmedai asked, what's going on? Amai loka ba'esh li malkad elegabe. Why isn't he coming and, greeting me? Why is he coming speaking to me? What's going on? Why isn't he come to talk to me? So amrulei anse mishteya. He had a lot to drink and he can't come today. Shaka leventa otiva chaverta. Again, there's a lot of deep ideas over here, so I don't want to get so much into the details. Let's just read the simple pshat of what the words mean. He took a stone and he put it on top of another stone. He took a brick and threw another brick on top of another brick. Atu amru leil Shlomo. They came and told Shlomo what he did. Amar lo achi amar lecho. This is what he was saying. Hadur ashkiyua. He was saying to get. Did I skip a line? No. He said, give him more to drink. He wants to be able to drink again. This is what he was trying to say by putting the brick on top of another brick. The next day, he said, "Why isn't he coming? You know, bringing me in to talk to me?" So he said, "Amrulay anse mechla." He had too much to eat, Shlomo HaMelech. So he didn't bring him on the second day either. So he took off the brick from the other brick and put it down on the floor. So Atu Amrulay to Shlomo, they came and told Shlomo what he did. Amarlo, he said to him, "Hachi Amarlo, this is what he was saying. Negidu mine mechle. You're giving him too much food. Take the food away from him." Meaning, when you put a brick on, he was saying, "Give me more." When he's taking it off, he's saying, "Give me less." After 3 days, finally, the third day, he brought him in, and Shlomo Mel came to speak with him. So what happened? Shakal kanya unshachar ba'agar midei ushta kameh. He took a reed, and he made it 4 amot long, and he threw it in front of him. He threw it in front of Shlomo. Amar le, michti. He says, when you die, you're only going to have 4 amot. The 4 amot in your kever. That's all you're going to have. This is what he said to Shlomo HaMelech. So he said...
Deep?
Huh?
4 amot deep?
No, meaning like the length of the actual...
That's all.
Yeah, you're not going to have anything. When you go into the grave, there's nothing left. That's what he meant. He was hinting to him. So he said, what did he mean by that? He said, "Hashta kavshe de kulei alma v'lo savad ad de kavshe nami lidi." He said, "I don't understand. You conquered the whole world. It's not enough for you. Now you want to conquer me?" Ashmedai tells him, "Amar le lo kabayina minach midi. I don't want anything from you. Bayina devne beit hamikdash. Beit hamikdash. I want to build a beit hamikdash." This is what Shlomo says. "V'kami bayli shamira. I need the shamir, the worm. Amar le lididi lo masirli. I don't have it." Ah, oh, he went through all of this and he didn't have it. The Sarah, the Yama Masirla, the king of the water of the oceans, is the one who has the worm. Veloya Yivle Ela Tanagola Bara de Meheman Le Ashuote, and it's only the worm is only given to this Tarnegol, this like wild cock that has a swear to the person, the person on top of the oceans, and this person on top of the oceans only gives it to this wild cock. So the Gemara says, what does that wild cock do with the worm? So it's Matele Mamtele the Ture the late Bewe Yeshuv. They go to a mountains that don't have any settlement, there's no vegetation or anything there. Umanachle Ashina de Tura upakatura. Puts down on the mountain and the worm cracks open the mountain. Umenaket mighty bizraneme ilaev shadehatam. It goes and takes the cock goes and takes seeds from like trees and stuff like that and throws it into there, Kahave Yeshuv, and then plants, and then all of a sudden it turns into a settlement where there's vegetation. Va'anu demetargiminan. This is what I meant when it says nagatura. The translation says the it's like a cock cleaver. This thing can do is you can put the worm anywhere, and what it does is it goes and opens up a mountain, cracks open a mountain, and cleaves open a mountain, and creates a new vegetation place. Bedaku kina detanagola bara deid lehu bene. So they went and checked for this. This wild cock find its nest, and they found that it has children. So what they did is chafyua lekinezu gital chiverte. They took glass and they sealed the nest. So the next time the tanagolet comes, says kiata ba'ena me'al v'lo matzei. The cock came back and wanted to go into the nest and wasn't able to. So azal aiti shamira went and brought the worm ve'otvei lave and put the worm on the glass. Rimabe kalashadye. Then, so obviously, the point was to break the glass so that the cock can go back into its nest. And they, when they saw the worm, so he made lots of noise to scare the cock. Shakle, and then they were able to take the worm. Azal chanak nafshe, and because the cock lost the worm now, right? There was a swear to the head of the oceans that I would bring the worm back to you always. Since now the cock lost out on the swear. It got so, whatever this means, it got so like hurt by what it did that I am not able to fulfill my words. It went and strangled itself and killed itself because of its swear. Okay, we'll stop there for today, but then it's going to continue on questions on why this Ashmedai did everything that he did. When they saw these people, the 5 questions we're going to ask is, when he saw all these people, why did he smile? Why did he cry? All the things that he did, we're going to ask those questions to Hashem tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Just a quick 1 minute recap. We started by talking about this Kordiakos. Kordiakos was a person who drinks too much wine, there's types of disease, and we talked about different types of, it's like the name of the demon. So that we talked about different types of demons. And then we spoke about Shlomo HaMelech, and Shlomo HaMelech wanted to build a Beit HaMikdash, and he needed the worm, so they started searching for the worm. Then what he did was he sent Benayu Benayu to go and find the worm, so they went and thought They went and tried to figure out where the worm might be. They went to the demons. It wasn't with the demons. They went and said it might be with Ashmedai. They asked Ashmedai. It's not there. Finally, Amud Bet, finally they got to the point where they said it was, Ashmedai said, no, it was with the head of the oceans. So they went and found this wild cock, and they found where the nest was. It's sealed. They sealed it. They planned a trick to be able to catch the cock and then let him loose the worm. They scared the cock, and they were able to grab the worm and take the worm in order to start the process of the building of the Beit HaMikdash. Baruch Hashem, Amen. Amen.